Hey everybody, it's Michelle. I am here to talk to you about our Patreon page. This is the page that you can go to help support our podcast with a monthly donation. When you commit to supporting us, you can get additional bonus content such as extra podcasts, our favorite playlists, our show notes, and eventually we would like to have merchandise to sell like t-shirts and baseball caps, and we would let you have first dibs at those. Of course, because we are coffee moms, we are offering membership levels that are as follows: the coffee membership, the cold brew membership, or the espresso membership. Now, no pressure whatsoever, but if you do love our podcast and you would like to help support it, you can go to patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. That is Patreon, patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. There you can choose a membership level that works for you. Melissa and I want to thank you in advance for your love and your support.
Messy Bun Mamas. I'm Joe.
I'm John.
I am Malcolm.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Michelle.
And this is the Messy Bun Mamas podcast.
Yay.
And today we are talking about all things Thanksgiving.
Our memories.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
I choose to only remember the good.
Listen.
It's not the truth. it's a funny memory,
yeah.
But it was not a great memory. It was not a great situation at the time. So, all right, but mama moment of the week. So I'm going to start off. So I'm going to try to not like give all the story behind the story. Sunday, I was walking out of the house to go do something.
Last week's mama moment of hers was 8 minutes long, guys.
Right?
8 minutes.
I walked outside and lo and behold, there is a mama turkey in our driveway with all of her little babies.
No.
And she sees me and God bless her, she just like splits. And all the babies just kind of like go every which way. They were like darted to different sections of the yard, and my heart plummeted because we live on a road that where people, though the posted speed limit is 35, people just run down it.
Because
I'm like, and I did not want it on my conscience that I am a baby turkey killer. I mean, I'll eat them, but I don't want it on my conscience that it was me who did it. They were super tiny though. And so I started to like kind of usher them like back where the mama was, and she came out because like I opened up the fence gate so that she could easily get in and out, because she was just jumping back and forth trying to get them. I will give her that credit. She did come back. She was trying to like round them up, but her initial thought was like, peace out, I can make more of these. But they were all kind of in just different spots. And so I called my husband with my cell phone. I called him in the house and said, get out here and help me. But we sat there and we worked together. There was only one ended up that Dan said after I had left was still in the garage. But we worked to like get them all out. But like, and I'll post a picture at one point when we do, but they were like super little, like I've never seen a turkey this small and cute. And so Bonus is that then later I learned that baby turkeys are not called baby turkeys. Do you know what they're called?
Gobbles.
I wish, because that would be funny. They are, in fact, not called gobbles, but they are called poults. P-O-U-L-T-S.
Nobody's going to call them that. If you would have started this conversation where there was a poult stuck in my garage. Right.
Call Ghostbusters.
You're not wrong.
So that was my mama moment of the week, because then I got to share with Joe like the information that I learned. And ironically, I did not learn it from curiosity. I just happened upon somebody else's Facebook post that was like, oh, they had taken a picture of a fox where there was a turkey and a deer in the field. And she's like, I think the fox was after the poults. So I was like, what in the world are poults? But it was a nice learning experience where we got to show Joe that even though we eat nature, we also don't just...
And mothers are selfish and will leave you to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest. I'm just going to go on record that I did feel like a better mom that day.
You're like, well, I wouldn't have abandoned my turkey. Right. I would have at the very least tried.
Right. It was so funny, though, because she just, like, took off. She's like, I'm gone.
And you're just like, dude.
Right. You got, like, seven little things here.
That's so funny.
So tell me about your mama moment of the week.
So my mama moment of the week is, so this last week we went to my mom's trailer, and it was me with the boys and Nana. And like, we could have done anything when we were there. We could have went swimming. We could have like went on hikes. We could have played volleyball. We could have went rummage sailing or whatever. But you know what we ended up doing almost the whole time?
What did you do?
We painted and hid and searched for rocks in the trail.
Aww.
It was just like a whole weekend of just like, it was just a nice time because we were able to, like, we were on the golf cart like most of the day, like driving through the trails looking for rocks. And, you know, by the end, the boys were like pretty good, especially Malcolm. John's kind of just like, John's all about painting them. Mm-hmm. But he's not really about, like, looking for them.
I can't remember if I've said this before, but the one time that that they were over here and I was watching them, we were playing I Spy, and Malcolm was the best out of all three boys. Yeah. I mean, like, the youngest kid is the one that's like, oh, you mean that sign up there? Yes. Like,
I mean, that is what I mean, right? But I thought it was hard.
Right. Excuse me. So yes, Malcolm is a very observant little boy.
It's just crazy because like, so the way that it works is like, so you have the trail and then like basically up to like 10 feet out from the trail, mm-hmm. either 6 feet up or on the ground, there are rocks. Okay. So basically you're just looking out your side of the cart all over. And we did this for hours and hours and hours. It was so relaxing just to like, just drive around
and have fun, right? No expectations.
Exactly. And then we went home at night, or we went back to the trailer at night, and we just like, we spent hours just like painting rocks and like coming up with ideas of what we wanted to put on the rocks. Listen, some of my rocks were like top notch. They're way better than like Malcolm's rocks.
Because she... I also compare my art and crafts to Joe's. So.
There was multiple times where I was just like, I mean, mine's better than yours. I'm not going to say it to you because I hurt your tiny little human feelings, but like, I know it's better. It's all that matters.
I feel like I'm a better person because I have this knowledge and you don't.
But it was just like, it was just so relaxing, and it was such a nice time to like bond with the boys, mm-hmm. because there's so much of our life that's just like so fast-paced and taken up by all this technology and whatever, and it's nice sometimes just to like do something with them that's just like super chill.
Unplug. Yep.
And, you know, we're just going to like lollygag around all day. We're still outside and in nature, but mm-hmm. like we're not, you know, screaming and fighting and pretending like we're monsters.
Right.
You know, because that's our life. So yeah, it was just, it was really nice. And I know that we've talked about painting rocks. I think it's like my third time talking about painting rocks in this podcast, mm-hmm. but like seriously, guys, like go on your Facebook groups pages and look up like rock groups in your area.
Yes.
To see like where, what trails that they hide rocks on. Paint some rocks this winter. Spray them with acrylic paint. Like go get Crayola paint.
Right.
Paint them. Spray them with acrylic paint so it dries and it seals from the weather. And then go out and hide them, like, in the spring and summer or whatever. Like, you will not be sorry. It's, like, such a fun activity for the kids.
Yeah. Well, it's invest, they're investing all their creativity and stuff. And, yeah, Joe will definitely spend more time doing an art project than he will anything else. So yes. That's one of my favorite things to
do. Well, and I think it's also good just because, like, they have a rock. Mm-hmm. And they have to completely decide what they want to do with it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll use the shape of the rock to make, you know, what the shape of the rock already looks like. Sometimes they'll completely ignore the shape of the rock and they'll draw their own picture. Mm-hmm. So just to see, like, their creativity, like, blossom and change. Like, we started painting rocks and Malcolm mixed all of his colors together. So every rock was the same exact, like, brown, gloopy color.
Right.
It was disgusting. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of painting rocks this weekend, he was, like, able to keep, like, all of his colors completely separate and able to, like, paint. And
right.
It was nice. So that's my mama moment.
That's a fun one. I have yet to do that with Joe, but I keep it on my list because I myself, if we're going for a walk, when I see those rocks, I'm just, it really makes my day. And I know I've said that every time we talked about it, like, it's like a highlight of my day. Like, somebody took time to make this beautiful, pretty, or fun rock and put it there to, like, bring a smile to my face. So do you guys keep the rocks that you find or do you rehide them?
So what we do is, like, if it's like an rock, like it's just painted and there's nothing special about it, we'll rehide them
mm-hmm.
right away. If it's a rock that we really like and think is cool, we'll keep it for like a couple weeks or sometimes a season, like we'll hide it next year. Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, I made some rocks. Like I made like one that was like the Friends logo with the dots. And then I made some that were like garden gnome.
Aww.
And I made like, my mom made one that was like a baseball and a ball that was like,
I'm never going to listen to you again when you say you're not really a creative type.
Yeah. Well, I Google pictures.
But you're still able to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. It's definitely one of those things where it's like, I'm not super like, I don't consider myself artistic because, like, I'm just looking to get ideas of how to paint rocks and then, like, I'll paint them that way. So to me, like, that's not really artistic. You're just kind of copying other people. Whatever, I'll take credit for it. But, but yes. And the boys, like, the boys would keep everything.
Yeah.
If it was up to them.
I was going to say, that's what Joe would hate me for life if I
made him. So what we try to do is we say, like, you can keep 5 rocks. We're mm-hmm. hiding the rest of them. And, I mean, we probably found
a lot of them.
We found like probably 40 or 50 rocks, but we also painted like 50 rocks this weekend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we hid, you know, 75 rocks and probably kept 25.
That's awesome though.
But I mean, it's so fun for the kids. Like Malcolm, and like I said, Malcolm searches so well. So like he was finding rocks that like me and Nana weren't even seeing. Because he was just like all about it, in the thick of it, like,
yeah, he is very attentive. Mm-hmm. He's gonna have himself a good job one day. I mean, it's those attentive people that make good money, so they find all the little detail stuff.
Right. It's true. All right, so let's get into our Thanksgiving Day memories.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
So, there is, I don't know if everybody knows this, but there's this magical thing that happens on Thanksgiving. And the magical thing that happens is the parade.
The Macy Day Parade?
Parade. Okay, so listen. So we've been having Thanksgiving at our house, like, basically since we were an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Or since we were married and had our own house or whatever. And it's, like, a whole thing. Like, even if we were to go somewhere, I wouldn't even care. Like, I have literally told people, I don't care what time you're eating, I'm not leaving my house
until this
parade
time
is over.
Right.
Like, when it is at my house, I am not cooking, cleaning, doing anything during the parade. Do you know what happens during the parade? I watch the parade.
I agree with this.
The only time of the year that I get to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is on Thanksgiving Day. And I want to sit down. And I want to watch. I want to listen to Al Roker talk. And I just want to live my life. And, like, last year was the first year that... And the thing is, like, my mom always comes over. Or when we were little, she would, like, make monkey bread. And, like, now as we're getting older, she started, like, making monkey bread at my house. And then, like, sometimes she doesn't. And I get salty because, like, it's supposed to be a tradition and whatever. But, like, we make monkey bread during the parade, and then we sit down and watch the parade. And last year was the first year that the kids were kind of, like, into the parade.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, like, all about it.
Right.
And then, like,
come here, my little darlings.
Right. And the thing is it's just, like, I have to watch it on NBC, not ABC, because the one on ABC is, like, way too Disney-centric. The one on NBC, like, you get the Rockettes, and you get the
floats. You get everybody,
you get everything, and the one on ABC is just like, the parade last year wasn't as good as it normally is because, you know, COVID ruined our lives. But like,
just, PTSD still. Right?
But it's just like, overall, it's such a magical time of, I think it's because it's like the kickoff to the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And I have literally gotten into screaming matches with people who are just like, you need to get up. Like, the parade's almost over. And I'm just like, you're correct. It's almost over. I have not seen Santa yet. Get out of my face.
I do like the Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm not super invested in it, even though I do love parades. But here's the difference for me is that it's not like a live parade in front of me, so for some reason it just doesn't click as well. But I will watch it, and I will get super salty if I've started watching it and then somebody comes in and turns on football. Go find yourself another TV, house, home, family, life. I don't want to watch football.
Nope.
I watch
not only that, but like, the parade is on,
right? I watch this every Sunday or Monday throughout the football season. I get this day to me.
Well, and it's like a whole thing. Like, it becomes like, I don't like when people, if we're hosting Thanksgiving or like whatever, like I tell, like if my brother's going to come over, I tell him, I'm just like, listen, the parade starts at 9. You need to be here by 8:30. You need to be in your spot. You need to be watching and paying attention.
I don't want to be interrupted with hellos.
I don't want to have to greet you. I'm not helping you carrying anything.
I don't want you walking in front of my path. No. You need to have your seat or stay out of the room.
I mean, the little kids can run around, but listen, if they're going to be screaming, there's going to be yelling coming from Auntie Melissa. Because this is the parade. This is serious business.
Right. I will say that I do it. My life would be made if I got to go see the Macy's Thanksgiving
Day
Parade.
That's like my number one bucket list item.
Yeah.
Is to be like on the strip watching the Macy's.
And I know we've discussed this. This would give my husband like the heart attack of all heart attacks to even be involved in that process because he does not like people around him. And I do and I don't. But for me, like a parade, fireworks, those things I love, it's totally worth the chaos of trying to get out of there when I'm done. So
I agree. Well, and then, I mean, you'd be in New York, so it's not like you have to drive. Nobody drives to New York. Cabs. But it's like, it's true. It's just like one of those things where I'm telling it, one day, I will be in New York and I will see the Macy's Day Parade like right in front of my face.
And I'm going to go with you because I know if I go with Dan, you know what he's going to say? We can see it right here from our hotel room. No, I'm not watching it on the screen of my hotel room.
Then I could have just stayed home.
Right. If you want to stay here, you can. But I'm going and I'm going to take Joe because we brought him for an experience.
Yeah, it's just, I love the parade. I absolutely love the parade. I love, and it brings back so many memories of childhood. Like, I also love, like, Broadway musicals.
I so, do, like, too.
And NBC does such a good job of, like, showing, like, these are the top musicals of this year or the last few years. And here's a song. And I'm just like, oh, that's so good. Yeah. Oh, that's so, like, not good. Or, you know what I mean? And then, like, the marching bands and the Rockettes. I know I said the Rockettes, like, three times. I don't care. Because, like, the Rockettes, like...
But they're awesome!
But I've just remembered the Rockettes my entire life.
It's a tradition that has continued on for...
Exactly. Like, I mean, I'm sure that somebody somewhere would tell me about how misogynistic it is that they're kicking their toes in high heels and leotards and all glammed up.
I can't eye-roll my eyes any further.
I mean, I can get on board with that if those are your feelings, but I still like to watch them kick their heeled toe up in the air. I'm sorry.
I mean,
so yeah, the parade I think is one of the biggest things, and I really hope that, like, as my kids grow up, that I get to, like, invest in them to the point where the parade is, like, such a magical time for them too. Because the thing is like, when Santa Claus comes at the end of the parade, it's just like, to me, I'm just like, and it's Christmas, guys. Right. Like, we're going to start. There's going to be magic. We're going to get some snow. There's going to be ornaments. There's going to be red and green. We're going to be vomiting it. Like, let's get this done.
I feel like we need to define something right here between the two of us when you were talking about getting everything ready. Because let me tell you when Christmas starts for me. Christmas starts for me December 26th. I'm just kidding. No, if I had my way, I would have all my Christmas decorations up by like November 2nd.
Oh. No, we wait until after Thanksgiving. But the only reason I think we wait till after Thanksgiving is because we have Thanksgiving at our house.
So it would just be too cutsy
to have all the Christmas decorations out.
I understand that. I don't know. I'd be just like, if there's not enough room for you here at the table, you can go outside. This is too much for you.
Right. All right. So what's your first memory?
So my favorite memory is actually dinner at my grandma and grandpa's Schmidt's house.
Okay.
And that's just because that's where we did all of our holiday meals for my dad's side of the family was there. And there was just a total togetherness. And to me, that's what family is. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some days I hate my family and I fight with my family and all, they make me roll my eyes and just, what are you? But they're at the end of the day, they're my family, and just having that time together is just good to me. And I after my grandma passed away, a couple of my aunts had done some get-togethers, but it was just never the same as when it was at my grandma's. I just remember we would walk into my grandma's, but it was my grandma and grandpa's house. You could walk in there, and as soon as you walked through the door, there was my grandma, "Hey, how are ya?" You know, and giving hugs, and she was a gum chewer, so it was just always.
She must have been a closet smoker.
She was a smoker, and so then when she quit, she did the gum. So. But she, it, and us kids would sit and play games, you know, all the cousins, or we would watch TV, or, you know, it, while the adults, the men sat around and
gossiped,
even though they accuse us all the time. Loose lips sink ships, Mike. Like, I know you boys gossip as much, if not more, than we do. So, and the moms would sit and talk while they prepped things and made and brought things to the table and set everything up. And because there was so many of us, we never sat at the table, but the table was what was used to house all the food. And so it's just one of those memories to me. And they were always my little kid favorites. Like, my one aunt would take hard salami and spread cream cheese in them and then roll them up. So, like, I, to this day, I still have that memory. I've not eaten that, like, since my grandma passed away. But that was, like, that's just a memory for me, that was one of the things I would try to sneak as many on my plate as I could without my parents seeing, because my dad would be like, don't hog them all. Everybody else wants to eat. Have your turkey.
I'm gonna eat my heart
salami with cream cheese. And it never failed at every one of our get-togethers with my grandma. She made taco salad. It didn't matter that it was Thanksgiving. Taco salad was on that table. And so I miss that type of togetherness. And I'll actually explain more in one of my other memories as to why I say I miss that type of togetherness. But that was just special to me, that time together as family, no matter how much they drive you crazy or they make you roll your eyes or anything like that. That was the time for us to get together and get along and just enjoy each other. Like you said, and it was the holidays. It was like the excitement of building up to Christmas.
Right. That's so true. So my next memory, you will hear after this short break. So my next Thanksgiving memory that I love remembering is when I was in, like, my preteen and my teen years, my aunt, who used to do Thanksgiving when I was, like, a little kid, moved away. So for a while, we were doing Thanksgiving, like, just our immediate family. And what we would do is my mom would make this, like, huge Thanksgiving and whatever. We would have it for, like, more of, like, an early lunch, like 11 or 12 or whatever. And then we would spend all night just playing family games. Mm-hmm. And one of the games that we spent a lot of time playing was Rummy Royal.
Okay.
It's a card game that's got a big mat and whatever. And, like, we would get, like, pennies and quarters and nickels, and we would play for, like, pennies and whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, this whole thing. It just became, like, our immediate family tradition. And then as, like, girlfriends and boyfriends were, like, cycling in and out between me and my brothers, like, sometimes they would come, sometimes they wouldn't. And it's just one of the memories that I really look back on with fondness, because it's just, like, it was one of the few times in my life that I remember having holiday time that was, like, just my parents, me, and my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were so few times in our lives that ever happened. Because even on Christmas morning when we opened presents, it was like, I mean, we had to leave it at some point that day and, like, go be with family, which I love being with family. It's just, like, it became a nice thing to do on Thanksgiving just to be able to spend time just us.
You were able to stay put.
Yeah. And then, like, we always tease my dad because he would turn on, like, the Christmas Story in the background of us playing games, which is the movie that's, like, you'll shoot your eye out.
Right.
And, like, TBS or TNT or whatever had it on, like, all day.
They still do. Yeah.
Why do we do that?
Right.
But it was just, like, and it, you know, we started watching movies then in the evening on Thanksgiving. We would watch a movie or two, and it just turned into, like, a nice immediate family tradition instead of doing everything with our extended family.
So, right.
But even to this day, like, I love playing Rummy Royal. We can't play it now because the kids are just too handsy. They're at that age where they're obnoxious.
Yeah.
Just don't want them around all the time. And if you put a bunch of pennies on a table, they're going to be like, what's that?
Right. And grabbing it.
Give me all those pennies.
Joe would be, I want to play a game. I want to do a magic trick. They're my pennies. Leave them alone. Yeah. I've played Rummy. I've not played Rummy Royal, so I don't know if it's similar, but it's a different game.
Yep, it's a different game.
All right. I'm going to have to look into it.
Let's play one day. You can usually find mats at like thrift stores or rummy. So it's like Michigan Rummy. It's kind of.
I just want you to know that I'm competitive. And when I lose, I get angry and say mean things that I may not necessarily mean. So
I mean, that's fine. As long as I can take your money. I grew up with Larry. My skin is pretty thick when it comes to competitive insults.
Not everybody can take it. They're like, who are you? I'm the same person. But welcome to me.
That's true.
Well, that's fun. I will say that I do enjoy playing games with family. So it's a fun memory. My next memory is not necessarily a good memory, but it's a memory that we laugh about now. And it will explain why I have a love-hate relationship with ham. So back in the day, my parents, my dad and my stepmom had station wagons because there were six of us
with
kids.
With a backward seat?
Well, this station wagon did not have the backward seat. This particular one, we had numerous ones. This one had the seats that faced each other.
Okay.
So we were driving home from my grandma's. It was like a 30, 40-ish minute drive. And my dear, sweet, younger brother, Matt, I named you, had stuffed himself with all kinds of good food. Yummy, delicious Thanksgiving food. And probably about a quarter of the way home from my grandma's.
Oh, no.
All that food came up. On my stepsister and I. It was on us, all over our feet. Like, it was like how can that much food actually come out of you? Because, like, it was swamped around our feet. There was nowhere for us to go. It was disgusting, Melissa. And here's what makes it even more gross. Is it's winter, it's cold, so the heat was on in the car.
Oh no!
And it just made it so bad. Like, we're only like a quarter of the way home. There was a lot of ride left for us to just sit in it. And so I have a love-hate relationship because I like the taste of ham, but the smell of ham just, I can't get past it. If I eat it, I have to eat it quick, or it has to be made in such a way that I don't smell like just ham, because that is forever in my memory. So, yeah, that's my horror story. Thanksgiving memory that we can laugh about now.
And I'm sure you were mad.
Do you know,
days.
I have a hard time with certain smells anyway.
Yeah.
And there are just some things that make me want to gag, and it will make me. And so imagine a whole car ride, almost a whole car ride home, like trying to make it so that you're not puking on top of the puke.
Your parents didn't roll windows down?
I don't remember that they did. They may have at some point because it was unbearable. I mean, it smelled like.
I just can't believe they didn't pull over and like clean it up.
Hey, my dad's a we're already on the road type of person. Suck it up until. It was terrible. It was terrible.
Wouldn't it have been easier to clean up at a gas station?
at that time, the road that we took from my grandma's to our house, there were not lots of gas stations in between.
And I guess gas stations back then were way different than they. It's not like you could like stop at a Quick Trip.
Right.
Had like a high powered vacuum.
I was gonna say use their super suck vacuum. Yeah,
because that's what I would do.
So yeah, these we're talking about way back in the day.
I was trying not to say it. It was fine.
So no, yeah, that was my memory. Let me know what's your next memory.
It doesn't make me love ham anymore.
Like I said, that is my love-hate relationship because the taste, I love the taste of it. You know, it's a salty goodness, but the smell of it is just...
I don't love ham.
No?
I don't. Just don't. I don't know why. You'd think I would. I just... Nope.
Do you know what I can't eat for sure because of that whole situation? Ham salad.
Ugh.
I mean, it's disgusting anyway.
To begin with.
But because that was like one of the staples that our sandwiches were made out of because it was inexpensive back in the day. But imagine having had that stuff sitting around your feet. You had
right,
like
we need to move on. I'm gonna throw up.
Homemade like, ham salad. Like, yes, thank you, Matthew. You have helped me thoroughly disgust someone else because of the memory you created for us.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so tell me about your memory.
Okay, so my memory is for... Okay, so I only remember one time in my life eating at one of my grandma's house because we were always at my one aunt's house or we did it at home or whatever. I think I was like, I don't know, I was like 13 or whatever. And it's funny because my cousins have these like profound memories of how like great Thanksgiving dinner was at her house. And I just don't have that memory. I remember going to grab green bean casserole. And it was like, you know, the cream of mushroom soup? It was like there was just a log of the cream of mushroom soup just in the middle of...
Ew!
And the thing is like, I think over time, like, this memory has definitely been exaggerated in my head. But it was just, like, I knew that there were gizzards in the stuffing. I knew it because, like, that was for sure my grandma. And, like,
right.
I just... There were things that I was just like, this isn't right. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. This isn't right.
Right.
And it's just, like, one of those things that, like, to this day... I mean, I don't ever say anything, because if my cousins want to remember this fantastic dinner, and maybe like their expectation of Thanksgiving is just different than mine. But it's just funny to me because there's so many times that they'll just be like, oh, I used to love having Thanksgiving over there. And I'm just like, really? Did you?
Do you?
It could be so much better.
Right.
But even then, like, I just remember there was this joke growing up of my dad never made it through Independence Day. He always fell asleep during movies. And Independence Day, I swear we tried to watch it 11 times. It was like this huge joke. He never made it to the end of the movie. And on this Thanksgiving, this one Thanksgiving we had at my grandma's house, he finally made it through all of Independence Day.
That sounds like me with Lord of the Rings. Like every time I sat down to
but
watch the first
movie.
Episode, I was asleep within like the first 15 minutes.
But Independence Day is not that long.
That is true.
The Lord of the Rings movies are like 3+ hours.
And it's engaging from the beginning where like Lord of the Rings, the first episode was like they did that whole background.
Okay, so number one, stop calling it an episode. It's not an episode.
Okay.
Number two, are we talking about Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit?
No, we're talking about Lord of the Rings.
Okay, well, bite your tongue then, because that is a good part.
Well,
listen,
I beg to differ, but I did fall asleep multiple times. Here's how.
That's when they're in the like Hobbit land and everything.
No, but isn't that? But doesn't it start out with the origination of them somewhat? Smeagol, like it gives like the background story of who Smeagol is.
No, I think that's the second movie.
Is that one of them? That's the one that my brother tried getting me to watch, and I was just like, every time it would start at that part, and I would be gone. But here's what got me to watch Lord of the Rings all the way through, the last one, where they climb the mountain. For like forever and a year. And I leaned over to my brother at the movie theater and said, wouldn't it just been easier if they had rode the eagles up there? I mean, and I ruined the whole series for him. And he said, but Viggo was my, I was just like, I'm going to watch all of these now because now Viggo, he doesn't interest me anymore. But in my young 20s, like, ooh. But anyway, I digress. I understand your dad falling asleep, but doesn't mean to hold your interest.
Independence Day.
It was Independence Day is a good movie. Will Smith. Bill, what's his name?
Pullman?
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 Putt.
Pullman?
Something.
Pullman?
Bill P. We're going to go with Bill P.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what I find interesting is because I reminisced at the beginning of this episode about being with family. In that moment of time, I hated it because almost all my family members smoked. And so when we would go there, I was so sensitive to, even now, like if someone's smoking around me, I'll choke or my eyes will well up. But there was...
We're not smoking when we're recording the podcast. So, I mean,
no,
I
but I still. I save that for when I'm stressed out. I'm just kidding. I don't smoke. For anybody that needs clarification. I do remember hating being there because I was miserable.
Yeah.
But now that I'm older, I miss being there because that was the time where we were together. Isn't it so weird what age will do to you?
I think for sure memories change over time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that especially childhood memories, they change over time because it's just like you don't remember like all the pain of, you know.
Yeah. Well, I definitely remember being miserable, but now I regret that I didn't value the time with family members that have passed on as much as I, you know, but that's always a 2020 hindsight thing.
Catch 22.
Yeah.
All right. So
my last favorite memory. So I had explained that after like my grandma passed, a couple of my aunts had tried doing some Thanksgiving and stuff and it just never panned out. And then everyone just kind of floated away. And
did
then
their own thing.
I drifted from family to family, whoever would take me in at the time, wherever I happened to be living, and would partake of their Thanksgiving. But then when I met Dan, his family was super into Thanksgiving as well. And I just remember my very first Thanksgiving with them. I mean, I was new and fresh to them, so they were putting it all out to make me feel welcome anyway. But it was that same thing. Like they cleared his mom and dad would clear out their garage and they would set up a ping pong table, a dartboard, all these fun games for people to play. There was a craft area for the smaller kids to do crafts and things. And then, you know, the ladies who made the dinner. And so there was just, again, that family togetherness. So it kind of just, it really drew me in because it was what I, again, reflecting on as like, this is what I didn't enjoy. This is what I what I should have been appreciating when I was little. This, right. I can now appreciate it. So, but now Dan's parents have gotten older and his mom is in the beginning stages of Alzheimer's. So she doesn't feel capable of doing it. And it's a lot for her to have a lot of people at the house at one time. So we have started doing dinners on our own again. And last year we did our own, very own, for the first time. And like the whole time I regretted it, because it was just Dan and Joe and I. And it's like, even though we can make our own family memories, it just felt like we were lacking the togetherness with family.
Yeah. I think that as I get older, we started inviting like friends or whatever to our Thanksgiving too. Last year was a little more difficult just because of COVID, but you know,
COVID.
I think it just is interesting as people age, because like, I think that I'm always going to be in my family's life. Like as long as we're local ish, we're just always going to see each other on holidays, but not everybody has that.
Right.
So it's just one of those things that, I don't know.
I know. And it is hard, because like, I've tried to connect with my cousins that still live in the area down by my dad and stuff, and it's just never worked out to be that same thing as what we had when we were little.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe it's because we're the ones making the meal now. Somebody's got to be responsible for it. So that was my Thanksgiving memory.
Well, we hope all of you enjoy your family, your friend time, whether you are having Friendsgiving, whether you're seeing the parents or the in-laws. Hope that you enjoy some good cuddles while you watch the parade.
Mm-hmm.
And
eat all the good food.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us for the Messy Bun Mamas podcast. If you can't wait to talk to us more, then hit us up on social media. We are on Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Messy Bun Mamas Podcast.
You can also reach out to us on our website at www.messybunmamaspodcast.com or email us at messybunmamaspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
I am Messy Bun Mamas.
This is Messy Bun Mamas Podcast.
This is messy poop.
Messy buns, you silly.